money, nigga, it's a rap, man. Money piling on money, rings. Money piling on money, yeah. Money piling on money. All right. Got some important stuff done this morning. Feeling pretty okay about it. Finished up early, so I get to go into the office and handle some stuff there. I wasn't sure how long stuff was going to take. I was like, I might not make it in Wednesday, but I'm going to make it in. But I think I'm going to go to the gas station anyway. See what they got in the way of other drinks and maybe a food. A food of some sort. I think this gas station has hot dogs, but I'll look. First alert.
Oh, we like the song we just played, but did you? Leave us your comments on our Twitter page at Hip Hop Nation. Yeah.
All right. Going to this gas station. Here we go. Fucking crazy in there. There was a big ladder blocking the spot where I went to get my drinks. So I had to get a Rockstar punched because that was the only drinkable drink they had in like this front section. I've got some kind of questionable meat and bun-based product here. We I would call the quality of this product low. And I spilled my drink on myself. This is going great.
star shit is like me. And all the other guys just slide for me because these chicks that.
It's been a long time since I've heard this song. I'm pretty sure it's a bad song. I'm pretty sure it's like a non-effective follow-up to Baby Got Back. It's really not. I don't buy it. Raining at home. get on the road for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. Blue fucking skies, man. There's some clouds and shit, but it's not like dismal gray. It's like, hey, man, it's April down here. It's almost May down here. And then by Friday, it's going to be probably 90 degrees here, too. So fuck everything. In conclusion. So I spent a bunch of time yesterday, and I guess actually the day before, I spent a little bit of time before the podcast playing Alien Nation, which is Housemarque's new thing on PS4. It's not bad. I kind of dig it. That Dead Nation thing they did before, I thought was not good. But this is a pretty decent, like, top-down dual joystick thing. Like, it's got some good loot hooks and re-rolling stats and all this sort of stuff that's kind of cool, but also I'm on the last mission and the game has gone from like, hey, this is like, you know, challenging but not crazy, to the last mission being like, oh, by the fuck you. And that's I don't know if now I need to go back and grind on the other missions to level up before I can do it, or if the last mission always scales to what level you're at and you just gotta, like, be better. But there are, like, random elements with it, where, like, you get to the boss, you get to, kind of, like, this first kind of boss encounter kind of thing, and it's a different boss every time. So, the first time I did it, it was this boss that, like, you kind of, he was constantly teleporting, and couldn't really hit him, ever, and then we all ran out of ammo trying to hit him. And that was fucked up, so I don't know about that, but yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a neat game. I have not been minding going back and playing levels a second or third time on like the hardest difficulty setting with other players. Like, it's pretty good for like just jumping with other players and get a thing done. And it seems okay. It's got invasions, like you can invade another player's game if they have that turned on and go fuck with them, which I did that once and lost, so, yeah, I don't know, yeah, now that I'm, like, gonna be back at the office, we're gonna record something this week, almost certainly. I say that not knowing what the schedule is like at all, but easier to produce than Helldivers, yes, definitely. It is not, you don't need that much question in this game. Fired? No. Well, no. I still don't know what the actual answer. You can shoot other players and it doesn't hurt them. So that would mean that there is no friendly fire, right? Helldivers requires a communication and precision that is, like, awesome, but also harder to attain, I think. Like, I really wanted to like Helldivers, but I just barely played any of it, because I don't, you know, I don't have a crew of people playing Helldivers, and I'm going to be like, hey guys, it's our Helldivers night, like, it's just not going to happen, so... Interested to see a quick look of Minecraft VR. Yeah, I would like to play some more Minecraft. Is that out? Did they release that? Can I run Windows 10 Minecraft on a Rift? Is that a thing yet? They showed it off a while back. Announcement today. Okay. When I look at stuff like, well, I mean, you know, it seems like with Minecraft they were showing it with Oculus, so it's more of a seated sort of deal. But look at something like Chunks and then think about like any kind of sandboxy, creation-y kind of thing. And think that like VR and motion controls and stuff like that can be a very big deal for that sort of stuff. wonder if Lego ever freaks out about... Well, I'm sure at some point Lego freaked out about Minecraft. Not the Lego games, you know, I mean, like literal fucking, like, well, kids are now, kids are more into building things with blocks than they ever have been before. But none of it is Lego stuff. Yeah, they did the license, like, just like the Lego Minecraft stuff, literally. So maybe that was their answer. They're like, shit, we gotta do a deal with this. We gotta get at least a little piece of this. Like, the license... I mean, with Minecraft, maybe that makes sense, but, like... I don't really get the licensed... They just seem like shitty models. Like, it's like, hey, here's model building for people that don't want to actually fucking get their hands dirty, I guess. Maybe that's the appeal, I guess. But, like, all this stuff, like, I got this Star Wars Lego set. I got this Doctor Who Lego set, and I built it, and look, it's the Doctor Who. Here he is, Doctor Who. That's his name. He's standing here... with his fucking wrench or whatever, fucking traveling through time, fucking getting the phone booth, asshole. I don't know, man. When I think about, like, shit I did with Legos, like, I built my own shit. Like, I don't know, like, the idea of, like, especially, like, adults and stuff, like, I'm gonna buy this thing and build it to the exact specification that they have told me. I have the exact right pieces, like, building it like it's a puzzle. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I just don't think Legos look cool enough to fucking do that. Like, if I wanted a sick TIE fighter, let's say, I would want, like, I would go back and buy the fucking TIE fighter toy, or I would look for a sick fucking, like, well-rendered, detailed TIE fighter model that I could build, and I would get glue or fucking snap it together or whatever the fuck, and then display that, because that would look sick. Like, I don't know. I just, the blocky Lego aesthetic, I just don't think it's, I don't think it looks cool. Especially if you look at it from underneath, right? I don't know. Like, to me, the appeal of Legos was always like, all right, I bought this stuff, and I'm going to make this sick car, and it's going to have fucking way more wheels than cars, but fuck you, it's my car, fuck off. And then I would rip it apart and build a fucking spaceship and be like, all right, there's too many wheels on this spaceship, but fuck you, it's my spaceship. But if you're going to, like, build someone else's shit, like, why Lego? Why, you know... that's the only thing I can come to is, like, it's probably the same mentality that people, like, that get way into jigsaw puzzles of, like, lay out all the pieces and you're like, okay, what's this? But I guess it's a little different because Legos just come with the fucking instructions. It's not like, oh, which, this doesn't have the other piece of the flower. Like, oh, this TIE fighter jigsaw puzzle, I gotta figure it out. Whereas if they just gave you all the Lego pieces and said, make a fucking TIE fighter, you would have most of the pieces left over, and you'd be like, this is a pretty shitty TIE fighter, you guys. I think to get, like, the resolution and detail you want out of Lego, you're building fucking huge things. You're building a fucking 4-foot-tall TIE fighter and go like, yeah, now that looks good. It would just stand a few feet away from it so that you can really see the detail, because if you get too close, it just looks like a bunch of blocks. It ain't my aesthetic, y'all. But, like, Minecraft, you know, you just go and you can build stuff, and, you know, yeah, you could, you know, they could always be like, hey, here's, you know, we're gonna give you the blueprint to make a fucking sick Minecraft TIE fighter, and you can build it yourself if you want. maybe that'd be fun for some people. I don't know. But with the, I guess the benefit of type of Minecraft being virtual space, VR or otherwise, is you can get as far enough away as you want from it to where it looks good. It doesn't look like a bunch of blocks. And I don't know, like, I just want Lego. I think, like, the natural endpoint, or not endpoint, but, like, you know, the current endpoint, until some new technology extends that out in a different direction, is totally, like, build shit out of Lego, point a camera at it, and then scan it into a video game. Like, that's the thing about, like if they're going to make a Lego Dimensions, like, I want to do that. I want to buy the fucking Batmobile base, and then whatever I put on the base is what goes into the game, and I'm driving this fucking Banjo-Kazooie nuts and bolts monstrosity around, and it goes, oh, that's the Batmobile, you made a good Batmobile, and they'll be like, fucking A, I did, and they'll be like, it doesn't roll so good, it's like, well, I'll put more wheels on it then. That'd be cool as hell. I guess that's always been the weird thing about Lego games for me, and why most of them just don't make most, like, sense, is, like, I view Lego as, like, a creativity thing. I'm like, here are these blocks, make whatever you want. Whereas, like, the games are the exact opposite of that. It's like, hey, we're gonna retell the stories of these movies you like, but the character with blocky characters, it'll be kind of cute. Hold down the button and it will automatically build it into a thing. I'm like, what? That... Alright. It seems like a pretty limited take on Lego, I guess, but... Do your thing. I know they do, like, they'll do, like, custom sets or whatever, right? Like, you can order whatever mix of Lego shit you want from Lego, and they'll send it to you. So you kind of make your own, like, thing, and then send it to someone else. Like, hey, someone made our office at one point and sent it to us. It's like a custom thing. I think that would be, like, a cool video game thing. Of, like, hey, we did these building, you know, it's like, here's all the Legos in the world, go nuts, and then if you hit a button, we will fucking take your creation, and we will, like, put all the fucking blocks you need to build it for realsies in a box and ship it to you. Something like that must exist, but I don't know what their tools for, like, custom stuff actually are, like, how that stuff actually works, but... That would be kind of neat. I need to figure out where my sunglasses went. I brought them to Boston. Did not wear them once. They're probably in this backpack. Or maybe I threw them in my other bag. I still have to unpack my other bag. Flavored vodka? What? What, billboard? What? And their tagline is, "Sorry, Jack." Like, yeah, fuck whiskey, man. This oak-flavored vodka, that's gonna fucking totally replace whiskey. That's what every whiskey drinker truly wants. That seems dumb. There's something about, I mean, I don't like whiskey to begin with. Like, I think it's fucking super gross. Bourbon, all that other stuff. Just yuck. Yuck. Just generally speaking, it's just always been super nasty. But something about breaking it down to, like, them just saying, like, it's oak flavored. Fuck whiskey. This is like, that still just sounds gross. Or more gross when you spell it out. I mean, I think, you know, everyone knows that that's a flavor of whiskey or a signature of whiskey or whatever, but... Like, yo, man, it's like a tree. Like, no, no, man. Trees ain't for eating. Tree is not a flavor. Like, hey, man, you want this? It tastes like tree. No. Maybe I want to smell some tree bark. You say you got some fruit growing on that tree. Like, absolute fucking go. Wait. What fruit, though? If you're telling me you got pears, you can fucking get to stepping. But if you're like, we got an orange tree over here, I'm be like, what? Lemons? All right. Could do something with lemons. This moving van is driving up the center lane of this fucking road slow, and I'm behind it, and there are people past them on either side, and I think I'm about to be the next. Oh. Nope. Guess wrong. Got over into the other lane, and then saw a bunch of cars there. Couldn't see them because the truck was there. Now here I am. Doomed. Fucked. Totally fucked. Thank you. Like, I don't think anyone was sitting there saying, man, I love the oak flavor, but whiskey's gross. Finally. I can get that fucking oaky oak I've been craving without all that whiskey, because now it's mixed with vodka. That's not a person. There are no people that said that. What market research fucking led to that? It probably went out of the other way. I'm like, well, whiskey's getting real big. We need to come up with something. We're a vodka company. Well, what if we made vodka that's sort of like whiskey? Brilliant. Let's convert people away from this popular drink over to this other thing that will probably be different enough to not appeal to them. Yeah, good, great, great. And also, it'll be a flavor that won't mix particularly well with any of the stuff that vodka is traditionally mixed with. How about that? Yeah, good call, good call. Some time to reflect on all of this in the tunnel here. Which, despite it being 11:30, the tunnel is still fucking backed up.
ass. It's like...
Thank you. Okay, the real question is, am I going to be able to get in this alley, or is it closed?
What's up? This is Everlast, a.k.a. the Mighty White Ford. This is the heart of hip-hop, 24-7.
Oh, we're good.
On Backstreet, SiriusXM. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Can I get around this fucker in this Civic? Looks like it. Now I know, you're very important. You're part of the ride-sharing economy. I get it. Alright. Alright, I gotta go. I'll see you later.